It's 5:44 here on your home for the classics and NPR News, 90.1 WABE. Good afternoon. I'm Jim Burris, in for Dennis O'Hare. Since the mid-90s, Youth Pride has provided a safe place, support groups, and counseling for Atlanta's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning youth. On any given week, about 100 LGBT youth will pass through the center. But in the last few months, the organization has been sued for non-payment of rent, and it's not even clear if Youth Pride is legally functioning.
My understanding is it's a matter of time before the doors will be locked.
That's Tana Hall. She's been involved with Youth Pride since 1997, most recently as director of counseling services. In December, she stopped getting a paycheck and her health insurance was canceled. That's when Hall started to ask questions.
I finally got a return phone call from the board chair, Jordan Myers, who then told me more than once that Youth Pride needed to stop operations and would do so on February 17th.
Her last date was February 15th, and she's still owed nearly $2,700 in back pay. Youth Pride's executive director, Terrence McFall, says the organization is struggling financially, but he says its doors remain open.
Youth Pride, you know, is still operating, still fully operational. It is not closed, and that's just the status of it now. We've still been providing services. We will continue to provide services.
But McFall admits the nonprofit isn't functioning in accordance with its bylaws. He says there aren't enough board members. Others say there are no board members. While McFall says he's hired an attorney to make sure the organization gets back into compliance, some within Atlanta's LGBT community have little confidence in McFall's promises.
As community members, we were concerned that we were being asked to give large amounts of money, and there seemed to be a lot of confusion around the current status of Youth Pride, whether or not it was a legal entity.
That's Charlie Stadlander, who chairs the Volunteer Youth Pride Community Initiative. It's one of two groups formed to look into Youth Pride's problems and make recommendations on how to keep the organization alive. This week, the Youth Pride Community Initiative hosted a meeting at St. Mark United Methodist Church in Midtown about Youth Pride's finances and future.
I think it was a mistake that you showed up, and it's caused a lot of tension.
In this video, uploaded to YouTube by the Georgia Voice, a local LGBT publication, it appears things got out of hand when Hall objected to McFall's presence at the meeting.
Look at the youth.
Ultimately, McFall said estimates that Youth Pride was more than $70,000 in debt were not correct. This is what happened when someone at the meeting asked him to clarify.
Terrence, have you brought accurate numbers to share with us?
I know pretty much everything.
Yeah. If we can see
those in attendance say it took a long time to regain control of the meeting, and they never got those figures. What is known, Inman Park United Methodist Church, which leases Youth Pride a building, filed suit alleging the organization hasn't paid rent since last June. If the doors are to stay open, it's likely they won't stay open long, at least not at the current location. And Stadlander says he's all but lost hope.
It's sad to say, but I don't see any way at this point that the current Youth Pride could be, quote-unquote, safe.
Now the community is looking to other organizations that can step in and fulfill the needs of the hundreds of youth who rely on Youth Pride services. Jim Burris, WABE News.